escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's Monday night went well. Nice to see the Braves win a one-run game. They had lost a lot of one-run games lately, but nice to see them win that one last night. Abe Gordon filling in for Randy Mack all week. Randy will be back next week. We will be reunited after 2 weeks apart, but good morning to you, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I saw obviously one of the funniest stats I didn't realize was going on about the Braves last night. We can get into it in a little bit. It's kind of a busy week.
Yeah,
like quietly a busy sports week.
And NBA Finals comes to an end.
Yeah, but you got the draft
NBA
coming up.
NBA draft on Wednesday.
You got the Atlanta United tomorrow.
Mets-Braves is always fun.
That's going on, and then the Phillies right after that.
Right.
You got a huge game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday in the FIFA Club World Cup. Messi and friends, Inter-Miami is going to be taking on his old squad, PSG.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a quiet, what's supposed to be slowing down this week, at least for this week.
Right.
I think it's still there.
Well, that is always one of the great things about Atlanta is even in the slow times, there's still, well, the Braves might be playing the Mets, or maybe there's a huge international soccer game in town, or whatever. Like, there's always something kind of going on, even when it's not like a million things going on. But I mean, as frustrating as the conversation was yesterday regarding the Braves, obviously coming off the weekend and so many guys just kind of not doing their job at the plate, the Chris Sale news and all of that, one thing that really is nice to be able to rely on with the Atlanta Braves is that they just own the Mets. Owning the Mets is such a treat. Now it's four straight this season, and hopefully they can make it five tonight. The record over the last couple of years is fantastic. I mean, they're just like 15 games over 500 over the Mets over the last handful of years. Spencer Schwellenbach goes out there last night and does what he's done literally every time he's pitched against the Mets in his career. He's gone seven innings and given you an opportunity to win. And Ronald Acuna continues to be the best player on the planet with another home run, two hits, and was enough. Now, you know, they got out to an early start. It's 3-0 in the third inning. And then they did what they do sometimes, which is, all right, that's it for the offense. Hopefully we can hang on for dear life, and for dear life they did. But they get the win 3-2. Obviously, we'll talk about Dylan Lee coming in and doing what he did at the end of the game in pretty impressive fashion. But
Right. Great
way to start the series on the road against the Mets.
It's funny you mentioned the offense kind of shutting down, and in my brain I'm counting outs, and I'm like, is Acuna gonna get another at bat?
Because
that's like the only hope I have for finding a run is like, I don't know, maybe Acuna comes up and they throw him a strike again and he cranks one.
Well, that's really what it is, though, right? Because
kind of.
You get to, and, you know, it, unfortunately, with the way the lineup was last night, like, you get to the fifth spot where Ozzy Albies is, and the confidence just isn't there. Ozzy came up with a couple different opportunities to drive in runs last night, and he just can't do it.
And he's got no backup behind him with Murphy, who I know Murphy got a sack fly in there, but Harris, a sack fly. But, I mean, this is what I was – and I was tweeting during the game. I don't always, but sometimes I was, you know, whatever. And the runners left on base, this hitting or lack thereof with runners in scoring position, and it's just one of those things, especially because of how the game played out. When you had to go to your bullpen and you're sitting there, and to be honest, Schwellenbach threw an extra inning from what I thought he was going to.
Probably.
That's part of it, too.
Again, it happens almost every
night. Has to now.
With the best pitchers. They let them go one extra inning because they have to.
But it gets to 3-2, and you're sitting there like, you guys could have put this game away. Mm-hmm. You had multiple times guys on second and third, one out, or bases loaded, whatever, and it could have been a 7 or 8 run affair offensively, and it's 3, and now we're sweating a bullpen, and you know what happened in the 8th inning, and Dylan Lee had to come play hero. Games don't have to be this way.
No.
Like, they don't have
to
be this tight.
We don't have to live like this.
You're starting it out, and then you just can't finish the drill.
Yeah, and we know what the problem is. But
of course.
When part of your lineup is just so ineffective, and again, it starts with Ozzie batting 5th. Like, that's the 5th spot in your lineup. Is supposed to be a guy who you can rely on at the very least to get a runner in from third base with less than 2 outs. If he has multiple opportunities in a game once, you think he could do it once, and he didn't do it. And the other thing about
the infield fly when all you need is one a little bit deeper.
The frustrating thing about him and Harris specifically right now, because I don't put Nick Allen and Eli White and guys like that in the same category because I just don't have expectations for them. But when we talk about Harris and Albies and the way that they're performing right now is you almost know what's going to happen. Like, Ozzie's going to like pop some weak contact to shallow like center field.
The shortstop will back up a little bit.
And then Harris is probably going to strike out on something breaking low in the zone. And that's just kind of what it is right now. They know it. We know it. They go up there kind of knowing it. And I mean, I'll give Harris like a little bit of credit for at least trying to be aggressive early in counts and maybe try to jump on a first pitch fastball if somebody's going to throw him one. Because once they get ahead of him in the count and they just start throwing and breaking stuff low, he doesn't have a chance.
Going fishing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance.
Going fishing.
And again, like, this is how bad it's gotten with him right now is, like, I was a little bit encouraged that he fouled a few of them off in that final at-bat last night, or maybe it was the second to last at-bat last night, where I think it was
taking the little victories.
A 7 or 8 pitch at-bat, and I was like, all right, like, he's battling, you know? Like, and I understand that they're trying. No one's going out there trying to struggle the way that they are. But it's like, man, he just even fouling a couple pitches off and getting into the 7th, 8th, 9th pitch of the at-bat felt like a win. Ultimately, it was a strikeout on a breaking ball, low in the zone. Like, it was what it was almost every single time. And I don't know what you do. I mean, you know, there's been chatter about giving him a couple days off or whatever. I don't know how that fixes it. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago, me and Randy, about those guys having almost the same batting average, and it was right around like 240 at the time. Now they're all right around 225. Ozzie's at 225. Sean Murphy, 222. Michael Harris, 221. Nick Allen, 223. Like, and it's worse than that when you include the on-base numbers, because they're just not drawing walks either. They're not getting on base. Half your lineup is doing that.
Yeah.
That's why they're living like this. And like, I don't know how you fix it. I know Profar's coming back. Sounds like he's doing pretty good in the minors in his first couple games. You know, back of the baseball card, we keep saying it, but it's a lot of games right now, and these guys look the exact same.
Well, it is also, at some point, what is the anomaly? What's the, you know, the rule versus the coincidence or whatever? The other thing for me, and I was talking with a Mets fan yesterday just on Twitter, an old friend of mine, and in that third inning where should have been a lot more damage against Paul Black. Like, Mets fans were ready to be like,
they
we don't have anyone in AAA better than Paul Blackburn.
They had Paul Blackburn on the ropes. And they got him out of the game early, but still, he only gave up 3 runs.
But in that third inning where you only got 2 runs and it were sack flies, and it was just, the mindset for me was just like, man, that's all we can muster was the Acuna shot and a sack fly. And they want to send this guy down. And we're tweeting, I'm like, hey, man, I know you guys feel like it should be a bigger hole. There's a million Braves fans in Atlanta that are like, kind of knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bases loaded. We're going to get 1 run out of it.
That's the frustrating part of it is once you get past Riley, it's just like you pray somebody soft context one and it falls and maybe you can score some runs off of it. Yeah, so look, that is what it is. And it's been like that all season. I don't, you know, again, Profar's coming. Maybe they'll do something at the trade deadline. Maybe those guys will get it together. But that's just the world we live in right now. That's why Acuña being back and doing what he's doing is valuable.
He is on. I tweeted this out, and we talked about Aaron Judge, and now Judge had just come off like a 1-for-19 run as well. But before the 1-for-19 run that brought Judge's average into the 360s, like, Judge was doing what Acuña has been doing now for 50 games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's not really a sample size thing. And he'll probably go through some struggles, and the average isn't going to stay at 395 the whole season. I think we understand that. But, like, we're way beyond Acuña playing 11 games, mm-hmm. and it's a sample. Like, the sample size is gone. This is just kind of what he's doing now, and it's one of the best runs that I've seen. And I don't think any individual run is going to compare to what Bonds did when he was really fired up. But, like, going back through my memory, I think there were streaks of games where you'd see Pujols mm-hmm. hit, like, 518 mm-hmm. over the span of 30 games with 15 bombs, and you can think back stuff like that. Cal Raleigh is on one right now. He's on a wicked heater.
Yeah, that was cool because the Braves game ended whenever it did, 9:30 or whatever, and the Mariners Twins were on FS1. Flipped over just in time to see Cal Raleigh hit another one. He's got 32 home runs at this point in the season, which is insane. Like, he's already set the catcher record for home runs before the All-Star break. There's probably a lot of people that don't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
He's the Mariners switch-hitting catcher. His nickname's Big Dumper. And it's not for any creative. It's because he has a large ass, and one of his teammates
just the baseball pants. That's
and
all.
His teammate thought that'd be a funny name to call him because his ass is big. So let's call him Big Dumper. And now people in Seattle just have jerseys that say Big Dumper on the back of them, which is great. By the way, he's from Cullowhee, North Carolina, which is just right, not too
part
far
of Braves
from
country.
Like, yeah, like 3 hours from here.
But back to Acuña, like, we're nearing up on 30 games now, like a 30 game stretch where he's, again, like, in that discussion, if not leading that discussion for best player in baseball right now. I don't know where the Braves would be without, and gosh forbid someone's ever on base before he takes one deep.
I know.
They're all solo home runs.
That's the thing, is because all of the guys that bat in front of him
they can't get on
are playing terrible right now. Like, you've the three guys, that, and I was doing the math, too. It's like, all right, somebody got on base. Oh, thank God. Sean Murphy's on. Or even Nick Allen got on base one time, and then Acuña got to come up and he struck out. But it was like, if you could just turn the lineup over. That was what was so frustrating about that Michael Harris double play in the ninth inning the other night on Sunday. It was like, all you have to do is try to get Ronald Acuña at bat. That's all you have to do. That's your job. Don't, like, let's set the bar low. We're not asking you to get on base. Just don't make two outs with one swing so we can get Ronald Acuña to the plate and have a chance to win this baseball game. And they can't even do that. Now, the other, beyond what Acuña did last night, the other really impressive moment was Dylan Lee
right.
coming into a very tough situation after Iglesias gets the first two outs and then allows two runners on. It's first and third, right? And then Soto comes up and they bring Dylan Lee in and I mean, that was about as impressive of a stare down of a matchup of a one-on-one kind of matchup that you're going to get in a baseball game, certainly in June, that I've seen in a while. Because Soto's locked in right now. In case people haven't been paying attention, like, I know he had the part early in the year where he was struggling a little bit, and then they're talking about him not hustling and all that. He's batting like 380 over the last month, so he's fine. And then he also parked one to left center earlier
sure
in the
did.
Game. So
sure did.
I wasn't very confident in that moment. But Dylan Lee did great, struck him out and went out in the ninth and did his job too.
I was a little more confident after they made the pitching change. And
Yes.
You'll deal with the ninth when you deal with the ninth.
I was very thankful they didn't let Iglesias pitch to Soto. That would have been very bad.
Did you see the closer stat in the postgame?
Yes,
that was
did.
What I was talking about.
Yes, I did.
This team hadn't had a save in 31 games?
That's right.
Is that possible?
Yes, sir.
How is that possible?
They lose all the one-run games. All the games they win, they win by
7-1.
More than three.
Yeah. It's just
and the few opportunities they've had to get a save, they've blown it.
Well, and so you also don't get saves. Well, I mean, in theory, you could, but
complete games aren't saves and stuff like
that. Well, but the extra innings too.
Right.
Like, if you're winning at home, it's not a save because you don't have a lead until the very end. It was astonishing.
I thought it was astonishing as well, and I saw that.
Couldn't believe it.
I was like, wow, what a stat. And my wife was sitting next to me, and I said, Ashley, can you believe that this will be, if Dylan Lee closes this game out, the first time in 31 games that the Braves have gotten a save and it was radio silence. And I was like, you must not have thought that stat was as good as I did. He was like, I was reading something. Say it again. And then I said it again, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's a long time.
I'm there with you, man.
So I'm glad you were with me on that one, Abe. I was like, 31 games is a hell of a long time. Also give Dylan Lee credit for this, because obviously he wanted to come in and throw all those sliders. Like, that was a smart thing. Sliders away, keep it down. Even if he hits it, it's going to be on the ground. He did throw him one fastball. Like, it was 3-2, and he fouled it off a couple times. He was like, hell with it. Let me see if I can sneak 97 past him. He fouled it off. But that's a gutsy pitch to throw to Juan Soto. Because if Juan Soto hits that ball, it's going 500 feet.
And now you're losing this game.
And you lose. Yeah. Now, that was a gutsy appearance by Dylan Lee last night. Really impressive stuff. Is he the closer now? Like,
I think it's probably still going to be matchup-based to an extent between Lee and Iglesias. But Iglesias had been good last night's outing. And he was good through the first two batters, and then he gave up two singles.
Yeah,
All right.
All right, whatever.
I do think that first at-bat from Iglesias, someone cranked it out, and I think is right to Acuna, but it was smoked.
Yes, it was. It was hit very hard. Spencer Strider on the mound tonight versus Frankie Montas as the Braves look to make it 5 in a row against the Mets. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Ronald gives this a ride to center field. How far is it going to go? Far enough to make it 2-0. Acuna has done it again.
Curveball here you're going to see from Blackburn. right in the middle of the plate. We talked about last time Ronald jumping on a first pitch two-seam fastball last game, and then his first at bat this game, the breaking ball sitting right in the middle of the plate.
Yeah, he smoked it. Another home run for Ronald Acuna. We had talked about the pace that he's on yesterday. I saw Grant McCauley tweet out a 37 home run pace, even with the 50 games that he's missed, which is just insane. His on-base percentage is .500 right now. Two more hits last night. Had a stolen base as well. We talked a bit about that yesterday, about whether or not we're going to see a little bit more of that as he feels more and more comfortable out there. That's the third one of the season there, too. So he did it all, and thankfully he did, because they needed everything that he provided as the Braves beat the Mets 3-2 yesterday. They hate him there. They hate him in New York, which is one of the all-time compliments you can get. Like, obviously that means you're destroying them, but he does his little Euro step at third base. He's throwing grenades all over the place and doing everything he does. And they're just like, they are really emotional about it, which is great. He said he loves the boos. It motivates him and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, man, that's good. When you start getting booed by Mets fans with regularity, that's a pretty good history of Braves fans making Mets fans mad.
Yeah, and
Braves players.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously this goes back to Larry and Chipper Jones and certainly the next in line here. I am enjoying just the premise, and it kind of also got tied into the Trae Young, Madison Square Garden stuff, but just Atlanta athletes being villains to New York sports teams is very enjoyable.
Yeah, and it is, because it means they're doing good stuff.
And what Acuna's doing, it really is just a level of locked in over the span of now almost 30 games that's pretty impressive.
It's so fun because there just hasn't been that much that has been fun this year and last year for the Braves. Like, you love watching them because they're the Braves. But, Strider coming back, everyone's amped up, and he kind of, took a few starts. Now, he looks like he's back to himself, and hopefully we see that again tonight as he's on the mound against the Mets. But there just haven't been that many, you got to make sure you're in front of your TV for the first pitch when Ronald Acuna's at the plate on the road. And it's just nice to have that back, that level of excitement, because that's what they were 2 years ago and in years prior to that. It was fun. It was exciting.
It used to be fun for the whole inning, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And now it's only fun.
Remember the long lineup we used to talk about? Oh, boy. Not anymore.
When Profar gets back, we'll lengthen that lineup.
It'll lengthen a bit.
Yeah. One batter.
Trying to lengthen.
Maybe.
And then when Baldwin plays, he's doing pretty good. What?
I
don't know. Bo's mad.
There's three hitters. Like, Austin Riley is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those guys
are.
No.
We're just saying. It's not one hitter
it'll
deep.
It'll add one more. Yeah.
Matt Olson's actually on.
And by the way,
run.
Maybe, because Profar only. Profar played three games and wasn't, doing great. But we'll see. I mean, it's a very small sample.
It's heating up, Andy.
Yeah.
That means the bats are coming around.
Just get a better masking agent, okay? I don't care if you're cheating or not. Just don't get caught for it. That's all I'm here for.
Okay.
If you're going to take steroids, don't get caught doing it. Okay? Juice up. Get in the two-hole. Hit a bunch of homers and help the team win. Just get a better thing so when you pee in a cup, you don't get caught.
Don't take advice from Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, don't be taking the Fernando Tatis stuff. Obviously, that's not going to work out great for you. Speaking of athletes that New York fans hate, it's been a while since this was a thing, but maybe it will be again soon. Hawks general manager Anse Sala met with the media yesterday. Obviously, the draft is tomorrow. Kind of the first time I ever heard him talk. First time he met with the media talking about stuff as the official new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Here he is answering the question about Trae Young's future.
Yeah, we're locked in with Trae. Last year, next season, we're just locked into next season, ready to move forward and be the best team that we could possibly be moving forward. And I think a lot of his leadership from last season went probably unnoticed to the common eye. Like, the way that he helped develop our young guys and make them better was significant. So, I mean, just continuing on with that and hopefully just making our team better.
Yeah, man, we're locked in.
We know that he's under contract
for a couple of months.
We know that.
Yeah, for a couple of months. Because if you have to pull the plug.
We are aware.
Trey's an obvious trade candidate at the deadline. If it's not where you want it to be, need it to be next year.
Yeah, if they're approaching it that way, and it's like, all right.
Unless you can get an extension done.
Let's see what it looks like for 50 games, and then if it's not going great with all these guys healthy, knocking on wood, then maybe you do it then. I don't know. I mean, look, they could do an extension this summer. it's just a matter of if Trey, you know, what Trey's looking for and what they want to give him and all that kind of stuff. So
I'll tell you what, I would be so amped up if they did an extension with Trey.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Because I'm so nervous that he wants to brighter pasture this thing, and then I just don't know what sort of desert for 40 years the Hawks are about to enter without Trey.
You're definitely right about that. Like, obviously, Trey's not a perfect player. There's no question about that. But he's a very, very good player.
And look, I've questioned, you know, what the upper end of a team led by Trey is. I think we all get that. Sure. But I'm also like,
there's also the flip side of it where you don't have a guy who's an all-star, even if he's making it the way that he's making it, whatever. He's in the all-star game most years. You lose him. Finding a guy like that is the hardest thing to do.
I cannot have a tougher time making the, quote, grass is greener argument without Trey. You know what I mean? Like, I have a tough time saying that there's a brighter future here without Trey.
Yeah, not in the immediate future.
I'm not talking about if you move him. I'm talking about if he just leaves and you get nothing for it.
Right. That would be the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Is if somehow, and I don't think that would ever happen. Like, there's no way they would allow it to go on so long that he got to unrestricted free agency. Because, again, that's a couple of years from now, right? He's eligible for an extension now. The option, the player option's next year.
Right.
Right? So, like, I guess he could opt out of it next year, which he probably would. Then I suppose it would be next summer. But, like, I don't think that they would ever let it get to that point. You can't risk losing a guy. I don't even know what his return would be. I mean, that's something we talked about a couple of weeks ago when there was that audio from Zach Lowe, maybe, who talked about trying to re-sign him at a lower-than-max deal, whether or not that would be something that he would take. Yeah, of course not. I wouldn't. But yeah, you're better off keeping him than what you're going to get in return anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you don't think there's a world where they're good enough, competitive enough, where they aren't able to extend him, but also don't move him at the deadline, and then he just leaves? I know in theory you can't let that happen, but like, how do you prevent that from happening? What if you're the four seed? Well, okay. That goes back to why I said, though, I'd be amped up if they do, because that, you know, that's that.
Yeah, no, that would be a disaster, though. Like,
because I'm terrified that's the path this goes down. Yeah. Is just, they're good enough, they get bounced at some point in the playoffs, and he's like, deuces, I'm out.
We'll get back into some Hawks conversation. We didn't really get a chance to talk about the Kevin Durant trade yesterday. There's been another trade last night, this morning as well. Drew Holiday traded by the Celtics to the Blazers for Anthony Simons. That's a money thing. Like, we all kind of know the Celtics have to get out from underneath the tax. That saves them $40 million in tax money. And with the money that they have with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they're going to have to make some other moves too. Like, they just can't afford to have all of those guys on that roster.
It also feels like a pretty obvious statement that we can't win with Brown alone.
Yeah, maybe, but
it's more about
finances than anything.
They're taking a 1-year pause on their window.
Maybe. I think we probably feel that way.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Simons is probably more helpful than Drew Holiday right now.
Well, you and I talked about that.
Drew Holiday can't stay on the court. Like, when Drew Holiday's healthy, and like 2 years ago, it was fantastic, especially in the playoffs, but he didn't play much last year and was really kind of ineffective in the playoffs because of how banged up he was. He's also 35. Like, Drew Holiday is, he's no spring chicken. Anthony Simons is still relatively young. So, I mean,
Simons.
I like him. I don't love him. I'm not saying
not a Tatum replacement.
He's not some huge piece that's going to fix the Celtics' problems next year. But I do like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
One more thing from the NBA. Here's Adam Silver talking about expansion.
It's more complicated, I think, sometimes than people realize, because I think some people look at expansion that you're printing money.
Yeah.
But it's not, because it's like if you own something, you're selling an interest in it. If you're one of the 30 owners in the NBA, and just say you expand by two teams, it's not that different than selling a portion of your team to someone else.
Okay.
You know, having said that, there's so many great markets out there that love the NBA. It's something we're definitely going to look at.
I like Kendrick Perkins just following along in the background. That's nice. The problem is, for all these owners that want to own the expansion teams, these current franchises keep coming up for sale and getting valued at outrageous amounts. The Lakers being valued at $10 billion just upset expansion fee.
I forgot who I was listening to over the weekend. It may have actually been Carl. The expansion program is like, it's at $5 billion now. Like, you're not getting in for less than $5 billion.
Right. So that's all these people that wanted to expand 10 years ago are like, why didn't we just do it then before all these prices got crazy? And the owners are happy to wait. The current owners are happy to wait because every single season that goes by, another one of these teams. I mean, the Timberwolves sold for $4 billion. The Suns sold for $4 billion. Obviously, the Lakers are going to be worth $10 billion. Like, you want to buy into the NBA right now.
You missed your window by like 18 months.
Yeah.
Like 18 months ago, you could have got in expansion for like $1.5 billion.
Maybe. But not now.
No.
Not now. So, hurry up, man. There's a lot of billionaires in Seattle. Just get them together. Just do it fast enough so Kevin Durant can play his final season as a Sonic.
Can't they write a program to
just
kind of...
It's all we ask. All right. Mike Conti is going to join us next. We'll talk some Hawks draft with him, get his thoughts on the end of the NBA season on Sunday as well, and, of course, Atlanta United traveling to Columbus for a game tomorrow night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get you caught up on everything going on in the National Football League. Got a little bit of audio. We got John Lynch, Russell Wilson. We're also going to do our best to understand this story that kind of broke this morning about the NFL and the NFLPA hiding a collusion ruling. Seems like the owners were doing their best to not let the Deshaun Watson contract be the standard. And it all kind of looked like that at the time. We're like, well, if he gets all that, this guy's better than him. Why didn't he get all that? Seems like we have a reason why now. So we'll get into some of that in 20 minutes as well. As always, the first hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mike Conti on his way to Columbus as Atlanta United gets set to take on the Crew tomorrow night right here on the radio station. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. We'll get to some Atlanta United and some soccer. I mean, there's some huge soccer matches getting ready to be played here in town in just a few. But draft is tomorrow night. Hawks general manager meeting with the media yesterday. NBA season coming to a close on Sunday night. What's going to be your memory of the 2025 NBA playoffs?
Well, you know, I thought you had it exactly right yesterday that it was such a great playoffs, it was such a great finals, and it was so sad that Game 7 played out the way it did with the Halliburton injury. What a bummer.
Yeah.
And it does nothing to demean Oklahoma City's title. They've been the best team all year. They won 84 games between regular season and playoffs. Only the Jordan Bulls teams have done that. That's a remarkable achievement. So, you know, just because Halliburton got knocked out in Game 7 does nothing to demean Oklahoma City as best team. But it was such a shame to see that happen to a player that really, along with Siakam, was carrying the Indiana Pacers through those playoffs. And it would have been fun to see a Game 7 go down to the wire. And even though Indiana was right there at halftime, I think he kind of had a feeling that it wasn't going to be that way with Halliburton out in the second half. But an interesting playoff and a consequential playoff when you think about the injury to Halliburton coupled with Tatum in Boston and Dame in Milwaukee, and now looking at what the Eastern Conference will be next year with those three players all out for the year. The Celtics now all of a sudden going into selling mode by getting rid of Drew Holiday, and it just kind of makes you wonder. The Knicks are in flux with their coach. Orlando is stocking up a little bit. It makes you wonder just how consequential will the 2025 playoffs be to the 2026 season.
Mike, you mentioned what it could mean for the Hawks, and Ancsi Sala, GM of the Hawks, spoke yesterday for the first time. Of course, NBA draft tomorrow night. What were your biggest takeaways from what he had to say?
I mean, he said they're locked in on Trey, so that should theoretically put an end to all that speculation and chatter. Now, that could be a smokescreen. That could be a negotiation tactic. That could be, a competitive misdirection, but I don't think so. I mean, it sounds like the momentum is that the Hawks want to keep Trey, that, in the next couple weeks or months, they'll probably start to hammer out terms for a long-term extension, and the Hawks will build around Trey. Let's go back to what we've been talking about the last couple weeks about how Oklahoma City declared that they were going to build around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they acquired the draft picks and the complementary pieces to build around him. Shai had an MVP year, and OKC won the title. Perhaps that's the thought now with Ancsi Sala and the front office that's being assembled around him, that you know the Hawks are going to build around Trey. And I think they have good pieces that can help to complement Trey. But I think they still need more. Maybe that starts tomorrow with the draft. Maybe that starts in free agency. I don't know. But by far, my biggest takeaway from what the GM said yesterday was a pretty clear indication that we can stop all the speculation about Trae Young's future, that as far as the Hawks are concerned, they want him to be a Hawk long term.
Yeah, and look, I would imagine they felt that way anyway. I don't know if what's happened in these playoffs maybe ramps that up even more. It's like, hey, let's keep our best guy and try to put some pieces around him and take advantage of some of the best teams in the East maybe having a year where they're not going to be as competitive. I mean, they also go into the offseason with more money than they've had under the cap in a number of offseasons. They have a trade exception if they can find a way to use it as well. I wonder, and I don't know if this was asked to him yesterday or not. I've only heard the clips. I didn't get a chance to hear the whole press conference, but and he probably wouldn't have answered it anyway, so I'll just ask you. Do you think that the way that with Halliburton and Lillard and Tatum and what's going on in Philadelphia and just like all of these kind of powers in the East being so injured, do you think that puts a little bit more urgency underneath Anssi Salla and the Hawks to say, hey, let's swing big this offseason and try to win?
Yeah, possibly. I think that's a good question. I think it's possible. I don't know if it's probable, because you're talking about a decision that's going to form the further decisions you'll make about this franchise for years to come, not just this offseason. And that's the thing. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's going to be back.
Right.
Jason Tatum's going to be back. Dame Lillard's going to be back. Philadelphia's going to be back. The Knicks will be back. There will be teams that might be reloading, temporarily, but are probably very close to being competitive. Milwaukee brings Giannis back. They're probably the team that we're all sleeping on that could still be right there. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible it could add to the urgency, but I don't know if it's probable. I do think that, as far as it pertains to the Hawks, I think it's very easy to forget when the Hawks had a deep roster, when they were able to run guys like Danilo Gallinari and Solomon Hill and Tony Snell and Chris Dunn off the bench, they were two wins away from the NBA Finals. And they got some breaks in some other parts of the Eastern Conference during that playoff run, but they took out the number one seed, a team that had chemistry issues and dysfunction, but still the number one seed in Philadelphia. So, to me, I don't know if the Hawks necessarily need to hit home runs in this offseason, but I'd sure like to see them hit a lot of doubles and do whatever they can to make this team deeper from top to bottom, not just find a big, not just find a backup point guard, but find 11 or 12 guys who can contribute every night. When the Hawks had that in the 2020-21 season, it was beautiful to watch. And they were two wins away from the NBA Finals. And I hope that the thrust of their efforts this offseason will be to try to make themselves deeper and not necessarily find another superstar to pair with Trae Young, because that might not be the answer.
The problem with hitting doubles, at least for the Braves, is they just leave that guy on second.
So yeah, hopefully, just get stranded.
Hopefully the Hawks can do a little bit more than that.
It's just a runner in scoring position.
Mike Conte joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Mike, over the next, 34, 36 hours, myself and I think a lot of Hawks fans are just going to be on draft prep cram mode. 13 and 22. I got a kind of a two-part question here. What do you view, and I know what Anssi Salla said about he's just going to take best player available regardless of a position, but what are you viewing right now as the Hawks' biggest needs in the draft, and are there any names that you specifically would like to see in those windows at either 13 or 22 for the Hawks to maybe come away with?
By the way, Abe, do me a favor. Never change. Your analogy about putting runners in scoring position, just never change. I always love how you're always willing to challenge all of us in the way that we think. So please never change. I know that Anssi Salla said best player available. To me, I think the two positions of need that the Hawks may elect to address tomorrow or may not would be backup point guard and finding a big. And I don't know if at 13 and 22, you're going to be able to find anyone of consequence who can settle those needs for you this season. I still think the Hawks are pretty high on Kobe Bufkin. Mm-hmm. Injury derailed his season last year. I think that he showed some flashes and some promising signs before that injury. So maybe the Hawks don't prioritize backup point guard as much as I do. It sounds like, by all indications, Clint Capella is probably a short-timer here in Atlanta. Onyeka Okongwu as an everyday starting five in the NBA. I don't know how the Hawks feel about that. So they've got to go out and find a big. But the names that I'm seeing in that backup point guard / center mix at 13 and 22, a lot of the names that I'm seeing in these mock drafts, without getting into, real specifics, it looks like that puts you in the territory where you're looking at a lot of projects.
Yep.
Guys that could pan out, guys that could be very high reward but come with a little bit of risk. One other element that I think could be in play tomorrow night, Abe, is with 13 and 22, if you package that, where does that get you? Does 13-22 get you up to 8? Does it get you up to 9? And is there a player in the top 10 that the Hawks really feel good about? It's a little bit of a guessing game because we don't really know who the Hawks have been working out and interviewing this offseason. They used to be pretty transparent in who they were bringing in for workouts, and we haven't really heard much about that this year. So would there be an opportunity for the Hawks to package and move up? Is there also an opportunity for the Hawks to package and move down? They do not have a second-round pick on Thursday night. Every now and then a second-round pick hits. It doesn't happen often, but it does hit. So could the Hawks be looking for value there and maybe trying to stockpile a first-round pick in later years? I think that's an element of tomorrow night that hasn't really been talked about yet, but to me, that's the most fascinating because the Hawks still relatively have a dearth of first-round picks going forward. Right. Could they use tomorrow night as an opportunity to rebuild that stockpile a little bit?
Well, and a dearth of second-rounders, too. I know that they recouped some second-rounders with a couple of the moves that they made at the deadline, but they traded 5 second-rounders for Sadiq Bey not that long ago.
Right.
Don't have him anymore. So yeah. They could probably restock in the second round, too. Let me ask you this. I don't know how much you've been following it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. It's just sort of one of the fascinating subplots of the draft. Is what's going on with Ace Bailey and his representation and the way that teams sort of view him. I mean, coming out of high school, he was one of the 3 best guys in the draft, and now there's some concerns surrounding, you know, various different things. What do you make of the Ace Bailey news heading into tomorrow night?
I haven't been following it probably as closely as you guys, but I do think it's fascinating, and I do think there's a little bit of smoke there that could signal that he could be a player that drops because of some of the issues that you just mentioned, Andy. I think he's a great player. I got to watch him a little bit as a player of the Big Ten and certainly has some local connections as well. Everything I've heard about him from people I trust has been very, very glowing from a basketball standpoint. I think a lot of players in the NBA have baggage one way or the other. And, ultimately talent prevails. So I don't know if his draft stock has been damaged that much. But it is interesting to monitor. And to be honest with you, like, I think tomorrow night, I don't think we go into tomorrow night knowing for 100% certainty who the number one pick in the draft is going to be. This is not – in my opinion, this isn't a year where the number one pick is super obviously, well, it's absolutely going to be LeBron or it's absolutely going to be Wemby. I think Dallas, with the way they're built right now, what they need, and they don't need to bring in a guy like Wemby, to make themselves competitive. I think Dallas could really throw an interesting early wrench in the draft tomorrow night.
They don't draft Cooper Flagg, I'm going to fall out of my chair, Mike.
Dude, Nico Harrison was definitely going to get canned.
They're going to run him out of town. He already traded Luka, and now he's going to pass on Cooper Flagg. I got accosted at my brother's wedding by a number of – because his wife has family in Dallas, and they know, that we do sports radio. So they were like, talk to me about Luka. Try to make me feel better about it. I was like, the only thing I can say is you might have Cooper Flagg by Wednesday. If they don't get Cooper Flagg Wednesday night, Mike, I don't know. I think these people in Dallas have been through enough already.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, you're right. In all likelihood, he's going to be the number one pick. But the Dallas Mavericks front office has shown that there might be a little too much self-belief in doing unorthodox things there.
No doubt about that. Mike, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike Conti there, 92.9 The Game, Hawks and Atlanta United broadcaster. Again, United are at Columbus tomorrow, pregame at 6:30. You doing that?
I sure am.
Hell yeah. Double duty for Abe tomorrow.
That's right.
And then kickoff at 7:30. By the way, tomorrow we've got some draft coverage as well because tomorrow is the NBA draft. Dukes and Bell are going to be live at State Farm Arena Wednesday afternoon as the Hawks get set to use their 2 first-round draft picks. Join Carl and Mike from 2 to 6:30 this Wednesday for a special edition of Dukes and Bell with interviews and analysis leading up to the start of the NBA draft. That's Wednesday from 2 to 6:30 at State Farm Arena on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.